local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, congratulations, Michael and Mobile just picked up those tickets to go see Jim Gaffigan this weekend. On the way, chances for Bryan Adams tickets, widespread panic tickets, 99 bottles of beer on the lawn tickets. We'll throw some news, weather, and traffic in between it as well. Let's do that right now. Here's Kane with the ride in.
Good morning for the JubileeRoofing.com traffic center. Still looking good through the area. Mobile Police Department out working in a new accidents. Government and Azalea seeing heavier traffic there. Airport and University, Spring Hill and Moffitt, 65. No problems downtown from the tunnels and across the Bayway. Daphne, Fairhope, and Spanish Fort checking in with no wrecks in the roadways. Built in the 1890s, Azalea Manor at 751 Dolphin Street in downtown Mobile's got a great summer special where you get the facility for free. Just treat your guests to Host Bar. Call 408-9950 and see them at AzaleaManorMobile.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It'll be a warm day with temperatures in the upper 80s this afternoon. Tonight, patchy fog, lows in the mid-60s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with afternoon readings in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Retirement. It could be the best years of your life. You'll finally get to do what you want to do. Travel, golf, spend time with the grandkids, or just relax at home. But you have to plan for it. Start by tuning in to Andrew McNair of Swan Capital every Sunday at 1 for What Your Money Would Say. Make retirement the best time of your life. Tune in every Sunday at 1 for What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC.
707 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. We mentioned last hour you have concurrent weeks going on here that I'm not really too pleased about that. I don't like when we... You got 52 weeks, especially even, like, sometimes they have days it's national this day and that day on the same day. It's, by the way, it's National Nurses Week and National Teachers Week.
Mm-hmm. And then it ends with Mother's Day.
Yeah, I think they're getting ripped off is what I think. But I will say this. Today in the week is the actual National Teachers Day.
Okay.
So if you can grab that, you know, apple or whatever de minimis gift you can give the teacher today, maybe a good day. Also, out there, some deals for teachers. I'll put a list up on my Twitter feed, at FM Talk 106.5. I know that Apple Education Store is giving $200 off Apple products and applications for teachers. Amazon says teachers with a .edu email address can receive a free six-month Amazon Prime student membership, includes free two-day shipping. Also, for the Crayola, says you can take 15% off the entire website with the promo code thank you.
Oh, that's a lot of crayons.
Yeah, it's a lot of crayons for the kids to eat. I mean, that, kids do not eat. It's not good. Do not eat crayons. Also, Office Depot, Office Max says take 20% off most classroom supplies today, available in-store only. It was a big deal. I remember for my my wife retired. My wife was a, and I guess she could still be, you listening, honey? Still be Mobile County educator.
Mm-hmm. She educates you every day.
Yes, she does. Yes, she does. And we used to have to buy all the supplies for a classroom beyond what the budget was. It's a lot of money teachers spend there.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Staples offering deals for teachers. Now, freebies here. Applebee's. Applebee's offering free lunch or dinners for teachers with a valid ID. Promotion varies by location, so be sure to call your local Applebee's for details. How about this? Chick-fil-A, good stuff. Mm-hmm. Today, teachers can get a free sandwich between 11 a.m. and 8 p.m. with a valid ID. Promotion only available at certain locations, so call your local franchise for details. So I know a lot of people with Chick-fil-A here in Mobile. Can y'all send me a text or call and tell me if you're doing that today? That is today at Chick-fil-A. Some Chick-fil-A's also... what else do we have? Raising Cane's from 6 to 9 tonight. Teachers can get a free box combo with a valid ID. Also, where was the other one? McAllister. We still have, is that McAllister still there?
Yeah. Got
shows you how much I get out.
Got at least one McAllister's.
Oh, come on. Really? Teachers with a valid ID get a free sweet tea all week long. Oh, way to step it up.
What's up with the carding? Why are we carding teachers?
Because
does it say it on their license?
Yeah. Maybe they have a school ID or something like that. Don't want the riffraff coming in there and getting their free sweet tea and getting over on the McAllisters folks. So, but those are some of the deals going on for National Teachers Day out there. Also, top headlines and three big things on the front page of our website, fmtalk1065.com. Number one story, suspect in the Biloxi officer murder was arrested yesterday in Wiggins. Quite a story here. We'll talk more about that and get an update live from Biloxi in just a little bit. Also, in the national news, Treasury is denying Democrats' request for President Trump's tax returns, and Democrats set to hold Barr in contempt over the Mueller report. Those stories, a whole lot more, on the front page of fmtalk1065.com. Now, more headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5, a new day and a new name running in the Senate 2020 race. That announcement coming via tweet Monday morning. Here's the tweet, quote, "This morning I am proud to announce my candidacy for United States Senate. Alabamians want a conservative and an outsider with a backbone, and we're going to give them one. Looking forward to seeing you along the way. Hashtag ALSEN. Hashtag ALSEN." That tweet coming from at Arnold for AL, State Representative Arnold Mooney is running for the Republican nomination to unseat Senator Doug Jones. The 68-year-old's been a commercial realtor for about 40 years. He was elected to the State House of Representatives back in 2014, filling the seat previously held by Representative Mary Sue McClurkin. Mooney says he has a record of standing up to the establishment in Montgomery, especially like when he recently opposed and voted against the gas tax in the Alabama legislature. Mooney says he believes in term limits and would work to bring that issue to a vote in Washington, and he supports President Trump's initiatives when it comes to hot-button issues like securing the southern border. A suspected carjacker now behind bars after being on the run for 3 days here in Mobile. Back on May 1st, Mobile police responded to a robbery call at midnight at the Chevron gas station on Broad Street. According to authorities, the victim says that he met the suspect online and gave him a ride. And that's when he says that suspect, later identified as Javonta Kelly, pulled out a gun and demanded money from him while he was driving. The victim told police the subject then shot him, took his vehicle, and then took off. Through the course of an investigation, Kelly was identified as a suspect on Saturday, May 4th. The 21-year-old was located and arrested during a traffic stop. As for the victim, he was transported to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Want to make a job change? Looking for your first job? Either way, you'll want to be at the 21st Annual Business Expo and Job Fair this Thursday at the grounds from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. You'll be able to meet with hundreds of businesses offering positions and training opportunities. FM Talk 106.5 will be broadcasting live from noon to 2. Join us at the largest comprehensive job fair in the region, the Business Expo and Job Fair this Thursday at the grounds, presented by the South Alabama Regional Planning Commission.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A vigil will be held tonight to honor a Biloxi police officer killed in the line of duty. The vigil for Officer Robert McKeithen begins at 6 this evening outside Biloxi Police Headquarters. Meanwhile, the teenager accused of gunning down Officer McKeithen is in custody this morning. 19-year-old Darian Atkinson smiled as he was escorted in handcuffs by police. Biloxi's police chief has said investigators do not know why Atkinson shot and killed Officer McKeithen. Instructor and student pilot were critically injured in a plane crash near the Foley Municipal Airport. That crash happened around 12:45 Monday. Both people on board were rushed to University Hospital. The FAA is investigating. President Trump will return to Northwest Florida tomorrow. First, he'll tour hurricane damage at Tyndall Air Force Base. Then he'll host a campaign rally at 7 in the evening. This will be the president's second visit to the Panhandle since Hurricane Michael hit in October. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Let's face it, everyday expenses add up fast, even if you watch what you spend. Whether it's a trip to the grocery store or to the gas station, wouldn't it be nice to get something back? Well, with a Kasasa checking account at Century Bank, you can earn 2.5 APY on balances up to $25,000. So while the everyday expenses will always be there, get rewarded with Kasasa checking at Century Bank. We take banking personally. Visit centurybank.net. Member FDIC, APY annual percentage yield. Qualifications and rules may apply.
The President awards Tiger Woods the Medal of Freedom. The NASCAR Cup Series runs on a Monday, and the Colorado Avalanche avoid elimination in the NHL playoffs. Quarter after 7 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. In the NBA playoffs, Houston beat Golden State 112-108 to even the second round series 2-2.
That's it! This series has just gotten incredibly tight.
James Harden again led the Rockets with 38 points. Now the series heads back to Oakland for Game 5 tomorrow night. The Milwaukee Bucks beat the Boston Celtics 113-101 to take a commanding 3-1 series lead. Milwaukee's MVP candidate Giannis Antetokounmpo was again the best player on the court. He scored a game-high 39 points and grabbed a game-high 16 rebounds. The Bucks are now one win away from their first Eastern Conference Finals appearance in 18 years. In the NHL playoffs, Boston beat Columbus 3-0 to end the second round series in 6 and advance to the Eastern Conference Final. Bruins goalie Tuukka Rask made 39 saves for his 6th career playoff shutout. Boston will face Carolina in a 7-game series, with the winner advancing to the Stanley Cup Final. In the late game, Gabriel Landeskog scored in overtime, and Colorado avoided elimination in a 4-3 home win over San Jose. JT Compher scored twice and had an assist for Colorado, forcing a win-or-go-home Game 7 in San Jose tomorrow night. The Gander RV 400 was rained out on Sunday, forcing the NASCAR world to wait until Monday for the Cup Series to run at Dover International. Martin Truex Jr. started at the rear of the field after failing 2 pre-race inspections. He ended up leading the final 53 laps and winning the race by 9.5 seconds, the largest margin of victory in any of his 21 career Cup Series wins. Alex Bowman finished in second for the second consecutive race, followed by Kyle Larson, Kevin Harvick, and Chase Elliott. After the race, a number of drivers expressed their disappointment with NASCAR's newest rules package that features a taller spoiler and a number of changes that they feel slows them down. During the race, many were heard complaining that it made it too difficult to pass. Tiger Woods surprised the world by winning the Masters 3 weeks ago. Yesterday, he was a special guest of the president at the White House and was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom.
Today is my privilege to award our nation's highest civilian honor to one of the greatest athletes in the history of sports, Tiger Woods.
Tiger's visit with the president followed the president meeting with and presenting the Commander-in-Chief's trophy to the Army football team earlier in the day. The president announced he was awarding the Medal of Freedom to Tiger because of his, quote, incredible success and comeback in sports and, more importantly, life.
Thank you, Mr. President, Mrs. Trump.
You can hear there, Tiger overcome with emotion. He became the 4th pro golfer ever to earn the Medal of Freedom, but he and the president both criticized for having made business deals with each other prior to the president taking office. Woods was joined at the Rose Garden ceremony by his mother, his 11-year-old daughter, his 10-year-old son, and his girlfriend. In minor league baseball, the Mobile Bay Bears won a home series opener against Jacksonville 8-2. Tonight, the series against the Jumbo Shrimp continues at Hank Aaron Stadium. First pitch set for 6:35. In the major leagues, the Atlanta Braves began a week-long West Coast road trip with a 5-3 loss to the LA Dodgers. And in the strangest game of the day, after an 18-minute delay because of a plague of bees had descended on the Great American Ballpark, the San Francisco Giants lost to Cincinnati 12-4. But in that loss, Giants third baseman Pablo Sandoval became the first major league player since 1905 to hit a home run, steal a base, and pitch a scoreless inning in the same game. Amazingly, the only other time that it's occurred, it was also accomplished by a Giants player in a game against the Reds. Sandoval stole third base in the second inning, hit a 3-run homer in the 6th, and pitched a scoreless 8th inning. 7:20 now on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
You know, I mentioned this last hour, just a quick idea for a YouTube entrepreneur out there. Real popular on YouTube, sounds of fans, insides of airplanes, rain and thunderstorms, things to help you go to sleep.
Yeah.
Right? Some background music or background noise to help people get to sleep.
White noise.
What about the just the sound of a golf tournament? You know, just even with the commentary, we'll just take the audio from the TPC or something like that and put it in, because the people in my family that love golf, watching golf all the time, every time I walk through, like, my parents' living room,
yeah.
Dad's resting his eyes.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that
having a little sleep. And you ask him, you dare turn off the television. No, I was watching that. Now you were listening to it, and it made you fall asleep.
Nothing like a good Sunday nap in a golf tournament or a NASCAR race. Those, you can get good naps during those.
So maybe you just offer those audio pieces over on YouTube for
white noise.
Yeah, people to sleep with. All right, 7:20, coming right back.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It'll be a warm day with temperatures in the upper 80s this afternoon. Tonight, patchy fog, lows in the mid-60s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with afternoon readings in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Good morning for the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, County and State. Troopers are still clear. No accidents in the roadways. A steady ride if you're traveling airport, Spring Hill and Dolphin at 65, and no delays downtown. Again, from the tunnels, the Bayway, from Daphne, Malvis to Loxley. A good ride along I-10. The Servants of Bienville at 754 Government Street in downtown Mobile have got the perfect gift for that unique someone. From independent art to books and clothing, even oddity items. See them at servantsofbienville.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Might be an idea for mom for Mother's Day. Snakes in a jar, some kind of oddity item.
You know, yeah,
some moms would dig that.
Does that go on the mantle? Yes. Or where does the snake in the jar go?
In a bouquet, and then it comes out. 7:21. On the way, we'll check in with News 5's Katarina Lukatic. She is live in Biloxi with the latest on the arrest of a suspect in the murder of a Biloxi police officer. Let's catch more headlines now with Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. We're learning more details about that plane crash in Baldwin County around 12:45 Monday afternoon. The Foley Fire Department says a student pilot and an instructor were in the single-engine Piper when it crashed at the Foley Municipal Airport. According to fire department there in Foley, the small training aircraft crashed about 150 feet from the runway, very close to a tree line. One victim was airlifted to the University Hospital in Mobile. The other taken to South Baldwin Regional Medical Center in an ambulance and then later flown to University Hospital as well. Foley Fire Chief Joseph Darby says that both of the male and female victims were, quote, in very critical condition and suffering from life-threatening injuries. Airport officials say they did not receive a distress message before the accident, but they were able to confirm the aircraft did roll down a hill and that there was a small fire. One victim was already out of the plane when emergency responders arrived. The other had to be removed from the plane. The flight was a training flight operated by a private aviation instruction company. That company, though, has not yet been named at this hour. Federal Aviation Administration, they are now investigating. Back across the bay, the charges are this: burglary third, failure to obey police, resisting arrest, and making terroristic threats. Last weekend, just after midnight, police responded to the Dollar General on Cottage Hill Road in reference to a burglary in progress. Mobile police say that they did search the area and finally located the suspect. As for those terroristic threats, they were made by the suspect toward officers to take their lives. The suspect has been identified by Mobile police as 55-year-old David Baker. He was arrested without incident. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. 7:23, FM Talk 106.5. Story we were talking about yesterday as the manhunt was on for a murderer in the case of a situation from Sunday night where a Biloxi police officer was shot right out in front of the Biloxi police headquarters. And we're talking to Katarina Lukatic with News 5. More on that today as there has been an arrest made. Hey, Katarina.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, there were actually two arrests made. So police were able to arrest the suspect in that case, Darian Atkinson. He's charged with capital murder. So that means if he is convicted, he will face the death penalty. They were able to track him down, capture him last night, and we just learned now that his brother is also charged in connection with the case. He is charged with accessory after the fact, so meaning he might have been the person who was helping him hide from police yesterday.
But the hiding from police wasn't very good. Lay out to folks the scenario that had this arrest made yesterday.
Yeah, because if you remember, if you were following along yesterday, police were following up on leads all around the Biloxi area. And it turns out that one of the Biloxi officers, after his shift, was heading home. He lives in Wiggins, which, if you're not familiar with it, with South Mississippi, Wiggins is about 40 miles north of Biloxi. And as he was on his way home, he kind of just spotted Darian Atkinson out on the side of the road. He was able to contact the police officer, and they were able to take them into custody there.
I mean, I know it's just the odds. It just left me a little slack-jawed. Here it is, an officer from the Biloxi Police Department running down the road, and here goes the suspect, Darian Atkinson, walking down the road.
Yeah, like, it's very strange. I mean, you have to think, what are the odds of that? But, I mean, police were glad they were able to get him into custody.
Katarina, can you kind of describe the scene as they took the suspect into the police precinct with all those officers standing around?
Yeah, so they invited all the officers who had helped in the search, so they were all standing around. You know, they applauded when the officer first brought him out of the car, but then the rest of it is really kind of hard to watch because they're leading Darian Atkinson into the police department. You know, he's just kind of smug, smiling, you know, on his way in.
Yeah, it was, you know, yesterday we were talking about the still shot from the video from outside police headquarters, and we were wondering, it sure looks like this person smiling in the still shots. And then, like you just said, in the perp walk, smiling, smirking, sticking his tongue out as he's being led in to headquarters.
Yeah, you have to think that if this is the person who did it, you know, really doesn't show any remorse, which is hard to watch.
You know, you talked to us last hour, and you said something in your career. You've covered how many police murders?
5.
Wow. Mm. And I'm thinking,
it's too many. I mean, you know, it doesn't get any easier any time. And each time, you just have to imagine. You think, how? Like, how could someone do that?
And 5 of them in your career, and I'm thinking 3 of them right here between this murder of a Biloxi police officer, Officer McKeithen, and then thinking back here in Mobile, Officer Tudor and Officer Billa.
Yeah, I mean, that's 3 in the last year and a half. It's sad, and it is way too many.
What do you hear from Biloxi Police Department? Is there going to be another press conference, or what's coming up today? Anything on schedule?
I'm not sure if there's any official update on investigation-wise. I'm trying to figure out when this Darian Atkinson's first initial court appearance is going to be, whether they're going to have that today or whether they're going to have that tomorrow.
And the suspect, a young guy, you're reporting on, just, what, a year out of high school?
Yeah, just a year out of high school, just 19 years old.
Unbelievable. And the other arrest made today, the accessory would be the brother of Atkinson.
Yes, his brother charged. I need to. That just came in, so I need to look up his name again. But yeah, his brother, not much older, I believe, just 21 years old.
And the age of the suspect, and just a year out of high school, in stark contrast to the officer that he killed on Sunday night. This officer was nearing retirement. Is that right?
Yeah, he was almost 24 years into the Biloxi Police Department, and he was set to retire at the end of the year, which is so. It's awful anytime you hear an officer
yes.
killed, but you run through it in your mind. Is it worse the person who was close to retirement, or worse the person who was just on the force? And I mean, it's bad any way you look at it.
That's for sure. Katarina, we appreciate the update, and we'll check back soon.
All right. Thanks, Sean.
All right. Katarina Lukatich from News 5 checking in. Yeah, it is that question. I think it's just all horrible. But you get this idea that after 24 years in law enforcement, all the risk taken, about to retire, about to go to the safety of a civilian life. And then just remember this name, 24-year veteran Robert McKeithen of the Biloxi Police Department, killed on Sunday night. All right, coming right back with Dr. Bill. We'll update your forecast. Also, Kane has our traffic, all right here on Mobile Mornings.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A teenager accused of gunning down a Biloxi police officer is in custody this morning. 19-year-old Darian Atkinson was arrested around 8:30 Monday night, 22 hours after police say he shot and killed Officer Robert McKeithen outside the city's police headquarters. The trial will begin this week for the mother of a 9-year-old girl who died when she was sat on by an overweight adult cousin. Jury selection began in Escambia County on Monday. Gracie Smith told investigators
investigators her adopted daughter was out of control and needed discipline. The child's 325-pound cousin has already been sentenced to life in prison. Tickets go on sale this week for the relaunch of Gulf Coast Ducks. The company says they need to pre-sell 2,500 tickets before they'll put the tour boats back in the water. The target date to reopen is the second week of June. The Duck boats gave their last tour in January when the company was forced to close because insurance became too expensive. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5.
Now through May 9th, pick up a steal of a deal at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. Get a Centurion 24, 24 long gun safe with 30 minutes fire protection, pickup price $749. Or a Lincoln 50, 41 long gun safe loaded with extras and 90 minutes fire protection, pickup price $33.99. Right now, buy the most popular safe on the market, the Fatboy 64, pickup price $21.99. Order yours today at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. Visit MWLiberty.com, like us on Facebook, or just look for the giant Liberty Safe at I-65 and Moffitt Road.
China says its economy czar will attend talks in Washington this week, raising hopes that the two sides can find a compromise despite President Trump's threat to impose more import taxes.
We did hear from the United States trade representative in D.C., and he really laid out the U.S. disappointment with what China did last week here in Beijing. They walked away from those meetings very upset with what they call the Chinese reneging on prior commitments.
There's correspondent Matt Rivers. House Democrats are expected to either file a lawsuit or subpoena the IRS for President Trump's tax returns now that Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin has refused to turn them over. A House committee is set to vote tomorrow on whether to hold Attorney General Barr in contempt of Congress for not producing an unredacted version of the Robert Mueller report. Prior to tomorrow's House vote, today's meeting between the Justice Department and committee staff could resolve the issue. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Indiana is suing Equifax over a massive cyber attack in 2017 that affected nearly 148 million people, including almost 4 million people in the Hoosier State. Indiana Attorney General Curtis Hill.
Long before they got hit by cyber attackers in 2017, it is our contention that Equifax knew full well that they had gaping holes in their cybersecurity systems.
Indiana claims Equifax, one of the nation's three major credit bureaus, failed to protect residents whose personal information was exposed by the breach. Amazon has introduced a decidedly low-tech wrinkle to its high-tech stores. The new Go convenience store that opened in New York City today is the first that accepts cash. The cash option is being introduced in part in response to backlash from critics who say cashless stores discriminate against the poor or those who don't have bank accounts. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a moderately lower open this morning. That's Your Money Now.
The clock is ticking. Every day you put off buying life insurance can cost you big time. The older you get, the more you'll have to pay. And a sudden accident or unexpected illness could cause your rates to skyrocket or even make you uninsurable. Beat the clock. Call SelectQuote now. No hassle, no obligation. In minutes, you'll have a choice of your best rates from up to 10 highly rated life insurance companies. Richard, 40 years old, takes meds to control his cholesterol. Still, SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. Under a dollar a day. Don't risk your family's security another minute. Get your free quote now. Just call 800-569-2121. That's 800-569-2121. 800-569-2121. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Buying or selling a business is one of the biggest life decisions you may ever make. Transworld Business Advisors of Mobile offers turnkey brokerage services that successfully and confidentially bring buyers and sellers of businesses together. If you have ever considered selling your business, contact Bill Kleintrot and his team for a completely confidential, no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Our value is maximizing your value. Visit tworld.com/mobile.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
735 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
Yesterday, temps got up, but it felt pretty nice because it was a lot drier.
Yeah, you know, we started out with 59 degrees in the morning and then 87 in the afternoon. That's pretty good range in temperature, and that's a good indication, too, of how dry the air was. And we're in for another nice day today, although tomorrow we're going to start to see an increase in humidity, which will eventually lead to some rain for the second half of the week. But today looks good with sunny skies. We could make it up to around 88 degrees this afternoon. Now, tonight, it'll be partly cloudy, a little more humid. As a result, we'll see some fog develop after midnight, low tonight in the mid-60s. And then tomorrow, another pretty nice day, although a little more humid, wind out of the southeast and picking up to around 15 miles an hour. Tomorrow should be mostly sunny, about 85 or 86 degrees. Now, after that, some rain in the forecast. Thursday, partly cloudy. A few afternoon thunderstorms are possible with temperatures in the mid-80s. And then Friday, a cold front will move into Mississippi and Alabama and then stall across the central portion of both states and stay there all the way through the weekend. So Friday, a good chance for some shower and thunderstorm activity, high in the mid-80s. The same for Saturday, mid-80s, and then Sunday in the low 80s. But over the weekend, some scattered showers and thunderstorms. Most of the time will be in the afternoon and early evening, but you could still see showers occurring even in the morning hours. So this weekend, if you're headed out, you want to take the umbrella with you.
All right, yeah, you start talking about these showers in the afternoon, even though you said they could be other times. Are we starting to see like the sea breeze influence and the thunderstorms line up on that, or is that later on?
Not quite, but we will be getting into that fairly soon. We get into the latter part of May and certainly into June. We start to get into that sea breeze pattern, with the thunderstorms developing in the late morning, afternoon, and moving inland during the late afternoon hours.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
All right, staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with your forecast exclusively here at FM Talk 106.5. 7:36, it's 69 now at our studios, and we'll check traffic next.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, we meet Mike Payne and learn about the modern printing business. More after this from Roberts Brothers Realtors. When Mobile and Baldwin County homeowners think of real estate, they think of Roberts Brothers. The Roberts Brothers sales team has been rooted in integrity, professionalism, and a commitment to simplifying the process for over seven decades.
Hi, I'm Kim Trest, and I've been with Roberts Brothers for over 17 years. Give me a call at 251-377-8008. Call today and find your dreams a home.
Mike is the owner of Gwen's Printing, based in Mobile since 1913. No business more than printing has been hit by our society's movement towards technology. Online advertising, emails, and banner ads didn't sink the printing business. Mike says it's the tactile qualities of printing that makes people keep coming back. And the same technology that may have disrupted his business has, in fact, made printing cheaper for people like you and me. Think about that flyer in your mailbox and listen to What's Working with Cam Marston Wednesday at 6 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5 or the podcast available now at cammarston.com.
The SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, I-10 eastbound and westbound on the Bayway at the 28-mile marker. Each side of the Bayway, the left lane's blocked off with accidents. So again, be careful. It's the same place on the Bayway, eastbound and westbound lanes. Airport and Hillview Road got another accident. State troopers there at County Road 65 and 16. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile with the all-new 2019 Toyota Camry with 0% financing available or $4,000 in saving. Model 2554. See their inventory at Spring SpringHillToyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 7:40 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Man, we got stacked for tickets for this weekend. Big Mother's Day weekend ahead. Also, tickets go on sale this Friday for a show coming up at the end of the summer. But what a show. Two nights with Widespread Panic at the Pensacola Bay Center. Your chance to win them before you can buy them. We'll give you a chance to do that between now and 9 o'clock this morning and again during Midday Mobile today. Widespread Panic tickets on the way right here on FM Talk 106.5. It's like this band has followed me from my start in college radio through my decade and a half in rock and roll radio to over a decade in talk radio, and I'm happy about it.
I understand they put on a pretty good show.
Awesome show. Awesome show. Good stuff. Two-night stand, too, in Pensacola.
That's awesome.
It's going to be good. It's, by the way, it's also Labor Day weekend, so it's a Saturday night show and a Sunday show, and most likely you'll be off work on Monday, so you can enjoy both nights. All right, 7:40, let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. The numbers are in on a nationwide headline, and we now know that more than 500 unaccompanied immigrant children have been placed in the state of Alabama this fiscal year. According to the Department of Homeland Security's Office of Refugee Resettlement, 529 children have been placed in Alabama since October 1st, 2018. 71 of the children were placed in Jefferson County and 65 in Marshall County. The remainder were placed in smaller numbers in Alabama's other 65 counties. DHS says that the number of immigrant children who arrive illegally in the U.S. without a parent or a guardian, that's how they describe these children. 27% of those children are younger than the age of 14. The remainder are ages 15, 16, or 17. More than half of the unaccompanied immigrant children are from Guatemala, another 26% from Honduras, and the remaining from El Salvador and other countries. In most cases, the children are held in DHS facilities until sponsors, which are typically family members, can be located. DHS is required to provide food, shelter, and care to the children in the facilities, and they're responsible for conducting extensive background screenings of adults taking care of these children. In your health news this morning, while all eyes are on the measles cases nationwide and here in Alabama, hepatitis A is also at outbreak levels in the state. According to health officials, there have been 54 cases of the disease in the last fiscal year compared to 17 for the same period the previous year. Hepatitis A is a liver disease that is transmitted through ingestion of contaminated food or water or through direct contact with an infected person. Most people fully recover from the disease, but some develop serious conditions that can be fatal. The Alabama Department of Public Health says the demographics of the Alabama cases are white men with a median age of 40. At least half of the cases involve patients participating in unprotected intercourse or were incarcerated or were involved in drug use. About half the cases resulted in hospitalizations. Now, people can also be exposed to the virus through food handlers at a restaurant or by unvaccinated individuals who fail to wash their hands. The ADPH recommends anyone who participates in high-risk behaviors to receive the hepatitis A vaccine, which offers full protection from the virus. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
If you have a car, truck, or SUV that you need to sell, let's face it, selling a car can be a hassle, and in some cases, a complete waste of time. First, finding the time to take the phone calls from people that either aren't serious or they end up making a ridiculous lowball offer. Even worse, meeting complete strangers at your house that may or may not be casing your home. Unfortunately, with all the scams out there, it's hard to know who's honest and who's not. There is an alternative. We can buy your car directly from you or sell it for you on consignment. This is Marshall Farley with Keith Cannon's Classic Cars, and we have plenty of practice when it comes to selling cars. It's what we do. We can handle everything for you, from marketing your car online, arranging financing, even trading in a prospective buyer's car on yours. Even if you owe money on your vehicle, that's not a problem. We can handle everything and pay off your vehicle at the time of sale. So leave it to us at Classic Cars, and we'll take the hassle and worry out of selling your car, truck, or SUV. Come by the store on Cottage Hill Road behind the mall, or give us a call at 479-6676. One more thing, it has to be a nice vehicle, because at Classic Cars, that's all we sell. Keith Kingan's Classic Cars, 479-6676.
This information update brought to you by Forklift Hunter, specializing in forklift repair, maintenance, parts, and sales. If you're not a current Forklift Hunter customer, give us a shot. Once you see the savings, you'll never go back to the dealers. Visit ForkliftHunter.com or call 479-2270.
I'm Jessica Taloni with WKRG News 5 this morning. A vigil will be held tonight to honor a Biloxi police officer killed in the line of duty. The vigil for Officer Robert McKeithen begins at 6 this evening outside Biloxi Police Headquarters. Meanwhile, the teenager accused of gunning down Officer McKeithen is in custody this morning. 19-year-old Darian Atkinson smiled as he was escorted in handcuffs by police. Biloxi's police chief has said investigators do not know why Atkinson shot and killed Officer McKeithen. Instructor and student pilot were critically injured in a plane crash near the Foley Municipal Airport. That crash happened around 12:45 Monday. Both people on board were rushed to University Hospital. The FAA is investigating. President Trump will return to Northwest Florida tomorrow. First, he'll tour hurricane damage at Tyndall Air Force Base. Then he'll host a campaign rally at 7 in the evening. This will be the president's second visit to the Panhandle since Hurricane Michael hit in October. I'm Jessica Taloni, WKRG News 5.
Fewer things are more important than buying a home or selling your home. I'm Dan Chavis with Roberts Brothers. Mobile, the eastern shore of the beach. Roberts Brothers is there. Roberts Brothers has been helping people with their real estate needs for over 73 years. And nobody in South Alabama sells more real estate than Roberts Brothers. Dan Chavis and Roberts Brothers, where doing the right thing is a way of life. I'm Dan Chavis, and I'm with Roberts Brothers. Call me, 591-2144. 591-2144.
Y'all say hello to my buddy Sid with Sexton Lawn and Landscape. I got to tell you something. So Sid's out at our house looking at our front yard, and you had your computer out there, and by the time you were finished, I had something to look at for a landscape design.
We're always trying to step up our game, I guess. And one of the things is that we're the landscape professionals. We know what it looks like. We know what it's going to look like. And so we're trying to communicate to you, the homeowner, a rendering. This is what we'll take a photo and we'll sketch over it. And this is kind of what we think it's going to be. And really all we're trying to do is make sure that our vision matches up with yours.
Yeah. And it's something that we can interact with you while y'all are there at their house.
Yeah. It's a real quick, easy process. Now, if we need to, and we're on the right track, we'll develop a detailed CAD drawing and we'll develop a plan that's going to serve you and something we can price off of. But what we really want to do is just not throw out a number. We want to make sure we're both on the same page.
All right. If you want to see what your landscape could look like, how to get in touch with y'all?
Well, you can give us a call or you can find us online at sextonlandscapes.com or any of our social media outlets, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
The president awards Tiger Woods the Medal of Freedom. The NASCAR Cup Series runs on a Monday, and the Colorado Avalanche avoid elimination in the NHL playoffs. 7:46 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. In the NBA playoffs, Houston beat Golden State 112-108, to even the second round series 2-2.
That's it! This series has just gotten incredibly tight in a hurry.
James Harden again led the Rockets with 38 points. Now the series heads back to Oakland for Game 5 tomorrow night. The Milwaukee Bucks beat the Boston Celtics 113-101 to take a commanding 3-1 series lead. Milwaukee's MVP candidate Giannis Antetokounmpo was again the best player on the court. He scored a game-high 39 points and grabbed a game-high 16 rebounds. The Bucks are now one win away from their first Eastern Conference Finals appearance in 18 years. In the NHL playoffs, Boston beat Columbus 3-0 to end the second-round series in 6 and advanced to the Eastern Conference Final. Bruins goalie Tuukka Rask made 39 saves for his 6th career playoff shutout. Boston will now face Carolina in a 7-game series, with the winner advancing to the Stanley Cup Final. In the late game, Gabriel Landeskog scored in overtime, and Colorado avoided elimination in a 4-3 home win over San Jose.
Gifted by McCart, it's up, scores! Gabriel
JT Compher scored twice and had an assist for Colorado, forcing a win-or-go-home Game 7 in San Jose tomorrow night. The Gander RV 400 was rained out on Sunday, forcing the NASCAR world to wait until Monday for the Cup Series to run at Dover International. Martin Truex Jr. started at the rear of the field after failing 2 pre-race inspections, but he ended up leading the final 53 laps and winning the race by 9.5 seconds, the largest margin of victory in any of his 21 career Cup Series wins. Alex Bowman finished in second for the second consecutive race, followed by Kyle Larson, Kevin Harvick, and Chase Elliott. After the race, a number of drivers expressed their disappointment with NASCAR's newest rules package that features a taller spoiler and a number of changes that they feel slows them down. During the race, many were heard complaining that it made it too difficult to pass. Tiger Woods surprised the world by winning the Masters 3 weeks ago. Yesterday, he was a special guest of the president at the White House and was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom.
Today is my privilege to award our nation's highest civilian honor to one of the greatest athletes in the history of sports, Tiger Woods.
President Trump announced that he was awarding the Medal of Freedom to Tiger because of his, quote, incredible success and comeback in sports and, more importantly, life.
Thank you, Mr. President, Mrs. Trump.
Tiger was overcome with emotion there before he began speaking. He became the 4th pro golfer ever to earn the Medal of Freedom, but he and the president both criticized online for having made business deals with each other prior to the president taking office. Woods was joined at the Rose Garden ceremony by his mother, his 11-year-old daughter, his 10-year-old son, and his girlfriend. In minor league baseball, the Mobile Bay Bears won a home series opener against Jacksonville 8-2. Tonight, the series against the Jumbo Shrimp continues at the Hank. First pitch set for 6:35. In the major leagues, the Atlanta Braves began a week-long West Coast road trip with a 5-3 loss to the L.A. Dodgers. And in the strangest game of the day, after an 18-minute delay because a plague of bees had descended on the Great American Ballpark, the San Francisco Giants lost to Cincinnati 12-4. But in that loss, Giants third baseman Pablo Sandoval became the first major league player since 1905 to hit a home run, steal a base, and pitch a scoreless inning all in the same game. Amazingly, the only other time it occurred, it was also accomplished by a Giants player in a game against the Cincinnati Reds. Sandoval stole third base in the second inning, hit a three-run homer in the sixth, and pitched a scoreless eighth inning. 7:50 now on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, 2018 Lanyap Nappy Award winner for Best Burger. You'll find him at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
All right, 7:50, FM Talk 106.5. Headlines with Kelly on the way. Scared of bees.
Buzz, buzz.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
For the Pitts & Sons Towing Recovery Traffic Center, if you're traveling across the Bayway, eastbound and westbound lanes along I-10 at the 28-mile marker, each side of the Bayway and left lanes are blocked off with accidents. So far, the few other minor fender benders we've had, officers have been able to clear out of the roadways. Mom deserves the very best. And for Mother's Day this Sunday, call Mom and invite her to the elegant brunch at the historic Crystal Ballroom at the Battle House Hotel, featuring carving station and a great selection of sweets. For reservations, call 338-5441. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It'll be a warm day with temperatures in the upper 80s this afternoon. Tonight, patchy fog, lows in the mid-60s, and then tomorrow, mostly sunny, with afternoon readings in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, bachelorservice.com. Certification 17070.
Brian Adams,
Shine a Light,
Shine a Light Tour. A night filled with all those hits and anthems. Brian Adams, this Friday night, the Wharf Amphitheater. Just go to a Brian Adams concert. You're a part of it.
Everywhere I go, it's on the rock. Yay!
Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com, the Wharf box office, or by phone. 800-745-3000. Brian Adams returns. This Friday night, the Wharf Amphitheater. Part of the C Spire Concert Series. Produced by Red Mountain Entertainment.
Your chance to win tickets for that show coming up during Midday Mobile today. Your chance for winning Widespread Panic tickets coming up this next hour on Mobile Morning. So get ready for that. Plus, Quinn Hillier joins us and State Senator Chris Elliott. Right now, let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Sad news to report in the passing of the Alexander City Mayor. On Monday, city officials confirmed that 76-year-old Mayor Jim Nabors died overnight at a hospital following emergency intestinal surgery. He was elected mayor in 2016 after defeating incumbent Charles Shaw. Now, before entering public office, Mr. Nabors worked as chief financial officer for Russell Corporation. Alexander City is in eastern Alabama and home to about 14,500 people, about 50 miles northeast of Montgomery. City Council President Tommy Spraggins will serve as interim mayor for the rest of Nabors' term. The next mayoral election scheduled for 2020. A routine traffic stop in Baldwin County leads to the discovery of a large amount of liquid THC. According to the Baldwin County Sheriff's Office, the driver's been identified as Whitney Clanton of Nevada City, California, and she was found in possession of 15 to 18 pounds of liquid THC. Authorities pulled Clanton over on Highway 59 and County Road 68. The vape oil was packaged in vape pen cartridges, gallon bottles, and glass vials with homemade labels describing the contents as CBD oil. Clanton was arrested and charged with trafficking marijuana, UPCS, also known as Molly, and tampering with physical evidence. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. 755 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings. I'll tell you about my buddy Trey and 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Got that junk at the office, at the house, maybe around the house. Maybe it's something like a swing set, something big like a storage building in the back. Heck, they can clean it out. They could take the whole storage building if you want. Or if you're got a storage unit you're paying on every month, but you can't even remember what's in there, get it gone. Save that money every month. 1-800-GOT-JUNK, online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. Big national company, great company. But my buddy Trey, who's been doing it for 11 years here in Mobile and Baldwin County, make sure to make that appointment with him today. 1-800-GOT-JUNK and online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. And reminder, too, they're the sponsors of the online opinion poll question on the front page of FMTalk1065.com. All right, saw this. Thank you, Ben. Sent me the story here from Lawrence Becker over at AL.com. Said, you ready for this, Dalton?
Yeah.
Just in time for the 2019 Hangout Music Festival, the dating app Tinder has added festival mode.
Really?
Intended to make it easier to find a face in the crowd and hook up.
It's about time.
And hook up. It's festival mode on Tinder that lets people at music festivals find each other to go back to somebody's tent or condo or wherever they're going.
The only problem is you have to have a working cell phone. And
that's
so
true.
Often during music festivals and sporting events, the cell phones just don't work when there's that many people in one crowd.
That could be a saving grace for a lot of people out there after a couple of drinks. Yeah, technology-focused news outlet TechCrunch reported that festival mode, like the spring break mode introduced earlier this year on Tinder, is part of a string of products aimed at attracting and engaging a younger demographic on Twitter. So there you go. If you need something to help you feel older, the news that the event Tinder is hustling to attract younger demographic ought to do the trick. So there you go. Festival mode.
It's about 8 years too late for me.
7:57. We'll be right back.